Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys, I've reached a moral crossroads, a dilemma. I have a thing.
Are you asking for help?
Yes.
Shocking.
Wait, you know, maybe I'm not asking you. Maybe I'm asking everyone but you.
Perfect.
Okay, here it is. It has been brought to my attention by some of the people in this room.
Oh, no.
In the past. And other people that I have divorce papers with, that I sort of have this standard that I assume everyone's going to live up to. And I'm not grateful very often, and I'm not complimentary very often.
And that's a problem.
Because it's just like, congrats on doing the show good today, T-Ack. Like, that's your job.
Right. Yeah.
Like, do you need me to tell you great show? It's your job to do a great show.
Kind of sounds right now that you're saying that T-Hack came to you and said, you haven't been very grateful and you haven't been very complimentary.
Like when he's about 8 tequila lemonades in, he's like, so am I doing okay? And I'm like, yeah, of course.
Wait, do you really ask that?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah,
constantly. I've accepted that I don't need him to tell me that.
That's great.
But I need him.
So I've kind of have been trying to find ways, because here's the problem. It's been happening for so long that I feel, therapy words, if I start, you guys won't believe it.
Or I'm going to panic. For sure.
Right.
Or no. And then he's about to fire me.
Yep. Right.
I'm expecting the compliment sandwich.
Ooh.
So I guess one of my questions is, how does a person like me suddenly become like a grateful, complimentary person without seeming disingenuous?
Well, why is a compliment sandwich bad? It's still 2-1. I would take it.
No, but if it's like, hey.
But the middle is real bad.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We're just left with the middle right now. It's still better.
It's like a double stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that I feel like you're terribly ungrateful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm super ungrateful.
Now, at work, I feel like you can get away with being like that. In your relationships,
Having
a standard that no one can live up to, like, this is why, no offense, you're single.
Let me say this. I have dated, married and whatever. I've dated very beautiful women. Okay. And I almost never tell them.
Oh.
Because it's just like, well, first off, I'm sorry. Beautiful women, you're tired of hearing it.
No. No woman is ever tired of hearing how wonderful
supermodels are. Like, I got it. I'm good looking.
Yeah. If cool what it. You say to them is hubba hubba, yeah, what? That probably would get old.
What am I, 100?
Hey, your eyes just popped out.
Don't speak for the room.
Hobo, T-Hack.
I kind of like it. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm admitting that that's a problem for me. Like, if a girl walks up and she's a girl I'm dating and she's always pretty and she shows up at dinner and she's pretty, it doesn't occur to me to go, yep, you're still pretty.
No, you don't say that. You say, and like my fiance tells me at least once a day, either you look so cute, you look great, you look awesome, you're so pretty.
He does?
Oh, all the time.
But do you believe,
she just kind of rolled her eyes.
Oh no, like all the time. Like I know it's sickeningly cute and sweet.
Oh, okay.
But I guess what I'm getting
at is, do
I believe
him? Yes.
But it feels disingenuous if he's just, it's like he's doing it because he thinks he has to.
Well, he doesn't do it when I look like a warthog. Like,
are you sure he doesn't?
You're a cute little warthog. Yeah.
Sometimes he says, like, that. You're so pretty without makeup on.
That feels like a...
He doesn't say it like that. But like if I'm like fresh out of the shower in my PJs.
Like you don't sweat much for a fat chick. Like that's...
Oh
like,
my God.
I don't think that's what he's
I'm
saying.
I'm not saying that to you, but it feels like one of those backwards... What do you call that? Backhanded compliment. Like,
yeah.
Wow, you even don't look bad with makeup, like without makeup. Like that's not a compliment.
I feel like you're just so jaded.
I know. That's why I'm here.
I get what you're saying though, because I am a complimenter and I say it, and we've been married 9 years.
And, it's,
and it now ugh. It does get to a point where you're like, I don't know. Do you
pretend
believe
we're
me
on
or
the phone?
Or it,
but
has
you still
it just
tell
be-
her.
I do, but has it just become a crutch? And it's just like, I say
no,
it and she goes,
oh, thank
you. No, it's
showing that you still love her. You guys are growing together and you still have those feelings.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
No, it doesn't. What? Like eventually
what
it doesn't
on a
work.
Date? So like you're going to a wedding. You're going to a dinner. You're going
I've
out
been
without
the kids. I've been in this exact
kids,
situation.
And you just say you
she's
look beautiful
dressed to the
tonight.
Nines and it just, she is beautiful.
And you go,
No, I don't say, the point is I don't say anything. And it's
you say,
kind,
let's go.
Yes.
How would you feel?
I look good too, and she doesn't say anything.
Well, maybe.
By the way, there is no she, but you know what I'm saying? It's like.
By the way, hypothetical she.
No, I'm saying, but I have dated since I've been divorced, and it's just like I remember she's in a red dress. She looks stunning. And it just never occurred to me to go, whoa.
To verbalize it?
I'm worried about you.
Erica, you said your fiance compliments you a lot. Do you think you compliment him the same amount? Is
probably
it even?
Not the same amount, but like 85% there.
That's pretty good.
Like if we're going on a date, he always looks so handsome. And so I tell, like he gets,
you say that
he
to
gets
him.
Ready. Oh my gosh. I'm like, or I'll be like, you look sexy. Like I just, there's something about like a man who dressed up.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about it again.
No, I just... Erica?
No.
Like when you pull your hair back, it looks really good like that.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah, why can't I? Why can't I say that to Erica? I'm not trying to sleep with her.
I truly think that you mean the compliment.
I do mean that.
I don't know. It's your delivery. It's your tone.
Yes.
It's something.
It's because I'm so charismatic. It feels, you can feel the Guatemalan-ness like rolling off of me.
You just said you, no.
If you were like oozing charisma, I would be like blushing. Okay, here's the thing. You started this.
Look at her. She said it.
I'm looking for a friendly face in the room. I am being hit over the head with a baseball bat.
I have your answer. So you were saying that you're not very complimentary and you're not very good at like giving compliments. Those are the same thing.
Thanks for mansplaining.
Being grateful, right? And you said in relationships and also at work. So we dealt with relationships and you need to tell the people you're dating that they look good sometimes.
Okay.
At work? It's probably
Aaron walked in and you said, you look really pretty. That happened today. And what was the first thing I said?
Girl talk.
I'm like, you've never told me, and like, you've never told me I look handsome. You never told me like when I was losing weight, no, you didn't come like you're losing weight. Like you didn't say anything.
Also, that can get offensive. So
why?
That one gets a little tricky.
It does.
For sure. I would never want to compliment someone's weight unless I for sure know that they are trying to lose weight. I'm not going to assume anything.
Because what? It could be cancer?
What if they're sick? What if they're so stressed out that they're dropping weight and they don't want to? What if they're trying to build muscle?
Or what if they're like, wow, so before I looked awful?
See, but that's you projecting two other things. It's like...
It has happened to me, though. I saw a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time. I'm like, you lost a lot of weight. And he's like, I've been so stressed, man. Aww. And then I was like, oh...
Sorry.
I'm sorry, but you look great. So,
yeah. Like, I
don't, but that was a dude, right?
It was a dude. Of course. Yeah, I wouldn't
say that.
Here's
the point I'm trying to make. It's probably inappropriate at any point in the workplace to lead with compliments about looks. But you are saying...
Why?
Because we're in the workplace.
So? We don't... Okay. Let's pretend we have a regular job.
I know.
We do not have a regular job.
But you...
TX is wearing a baseball cap. He never wears hats.
Right.
And I'm like... God, you look good in that hat.
He's so proud.
And I am blushing. Thank you.
Why can't you say that?
I can
Do you
agree.
Think he looks good in the hat?
Yeah, I can agree with you. I think it's weird if I'm like, T-hack, whoo-hoo. I can't whistle.
Oh my gosh. Like,
you can't whistle?
Hold on.
Sidebar. What? Okay, yep.
I can whistle a little bit.
Yep, you're listening to a grown-ass woman on the radio.
Like, just,
I can't do great.
Okay. I can't whistle either.
Oh,
what?
Try.
Ooh, a little?
Go in. Go in like that.
That makes me just feel lightheaded.
Don't take this the wrong way. Your hole is too big.
Oh, boy.
That's probably my fault.
Yeah. Now, Slacker does say that to me.
Okay.
Okay.
The point I'm still trying to make is you said that sometimes vodka lemonades in, Tiak will be like, so am I doing a good job?
Yes.
Those are the compliments that every once in a while you should probably lead with, or your gratitude for each of us who, you know, make the Slacker Show pretty good.
Oh, my God. You know I don't like it being called the Slacker
I know,
Show.
But it is. So... Why don't, you know, maybe sometimes we get good ratings back. We have a video do well. Like, just show gratitude for those. And then you don't have to say, and by the way, T-Hack, you look like banging today.
Okay, but let me just ask you this. Wait, don't you think you get to a point? So I guess what bothers me is like, if you ever walked into like a nice store in Cherry Creek?
No.
Somebody has and you're with a girl or whatever, and they walk up like, oh my God, I love your nails. And it's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Or they're just scanning your body to go, what's the thing I should, like, it's not a real compliment. They know that if they compliment you, now you're friends and they're trying to get something.
I like to think that when people compliment me, they mean it.
Yeah.
I know you like to think that, but like.
I compliment people all the time. I will be that person and find someone or something on someone that I compliment.
But then isn't that a little bit.
She doesn't want anything.
But is it because as a guy, we know when the server touches your shoulder, she's just.
I know what she's doing.
Right. She doesn't actually like you, but do you guys not have
that? It's a prompt. It's a physical prompt.
Yeah.
So like.
Just because I found something in that second doesn't mean that it's not true.
Yeah. But maybe women to men. A little different when they want a tip.
Okay. So because we have different jobs, this is the moment. Teach me how to compliment by each of you complimenting me.
Okay. No.
I'll do it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.